A couple different things have happened. One is, of course, you know, with the Great Recession, our communities lost a huge source of their revenue in the form of property tax revenue. That was one part of the problem. And then the second part of that is, as the economy has improved, our communities haven't recovered as quickly. And that is because the way the system is currently structured, the recovery does not track with the economy. So although our housing values, particularly in the Grand Rapids area, have been going up and things have been getting better, the revenue back to the city are still way below the levels they were prior to the recession of 2008. That's part of it. The other issue has to deal with what is called revenue sharing, and that's another source of major income for cities. What it is, it's a percentage of the sales tax the cities get. So you buy goods and services, it goes to the cities. And the state has also cut the revenue sharing to cities tremendously over the past dozen years.
Legislators at the state level have been talking about rolling back the income tax. Could that also impact municipalities?
Yes, we feel that would have a devastating impact on our communities and the services that people have come to rely on, such as, you know, police and fire protection, roads, safe drinking water, all those services that they basically take for granted now. A lot of that stuff we feel would be potentially in jeopardy should income tax be cut without any kind of full replacement.
There's that perception and reality in the public eye. There are those who always want consolidation and for smaller government. How do you get this message across to folks who take that view?
You know, I think it's an education thing, because I believe, you know, the consolidation and the efficiencies have been taking place for years and years and years. And maybe we, as, you know, communities haven't been very good about educating the public about that. Six mayors speaking in Grand Rapids will talk about a lot of the consolidation of services and sharing of services that they have done already. Everything from district libraries to parks and recreation authorities, joint libraries. There's a number of things out there that they're already doing, you know, are planning to do down the road. We've done over almost 40 of these presentations all over the state to thousands of people. And really, it's a really good dialogue because, you know, we have some solutions, some things that we want to do, but we're also listening to ideas and gathering information as other people. So if some people are coming and have some ideas and things they want to share, we'd definitely be open to hearing that.
Do you have the governor's ear? Do you have legislators' ear at the state level?
I think we're starting to see more and more interest and understanding that the financial situation does need to, in some people's eyes, tweaking, in other people's eyes, you know, complete reform. I think there's a spectrum there, but at the same time, I think we are getting the attention. We've been at this for a year now. There are various bills being discussed and legislation being considered that would help, address these various issues that we're bringing up.
How has term limits impacted this type of discussion?
It's made it very difficult, to be perfectly honest, because there's always a learning curve at the start of every new legislature because there's such dramatic turnover because of term limits. So we've lost that institutional knowledge and able to get a lot of this stuff done in a longer form way.
Is it problematic when you do have new lawmakers who have made promises to their constituents to cut taxes and cut other funding streams?
I don't know if it's necessarily problematic, but I think, you know, there is an education that needs to be done there to explain. It's like, you know, we understand you campaign on a platform of cuts, but at the same time, there's services that people rely on. So if you are going to cut, where is the replacement revenue going to come from? Those services can be maintained.
If revenue streams remain the same, where do you see local governments in the next 5-10 years?
I think they're going to be in some trouble. I think we're going to see more and more communities struggling. In particular, if there is another recession, we are going to see a whole large number of communities that are going to be facing some dire financial straits.
Matt Bach, thank you so much.
You're welcome.